It's a beautiful gospel there. God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. And when he says, when Jesus, who's saying these words, whoever does not believe has already been condemned, what he means is that, you know, ever since Adam and Eve, since the sin of the garden, we've all been under condemnation. And God, the Father, sent the Son to save us from that. And so it's a matter of, do we want that salvation or not? It's a matter of, do we want to opt in for the Father or for the devil? One of the best movies that I have watched in recent years is called The Shack. I don't know if any of you have seen that before. It's a story about a man's journey to healing from his abusive father growing up. And then later, very tragically losing his daughter. And then also healing just from the understandable struggle that he had with God as a result of those wounds. The man's name is Mac. And the way that this healing comes to him is that he gets to spend a whole weekend at a mountain shack with the three persons of the Holy Trinity. Sounds pretty cool. And there are numerous interactions with each person, and some interactions with all three together. And each is powerful and insightful in its own way. In one scene, Mac is speaking with neither of the three, but with Lady Wisdom, who invites him to sit in the judgment seat. He's going to be the judge. And then she shows him a scene of a father abusing his son. And Mac gets angry. And he says, the father should be condemned. At which point, Wisdom reveals to him that the man was his grandfather abusing his father. And Wisdom then says, but the abuse goes back farther yet, doesn't it? How far back does it go, Mac? Doesn't it go all the way back to Papa who started it all? Papa is the name that Wisdom uses for God the Father. And Mac gets angrier still. He says, yes. You want me to say it? Yes, guilty. God is guilty. He's guilty for not truly loving his children. He's guilty for letting these awful things happen when he's powerful enough to do something about it, to stop it. God is guilty. Well, then, at this point, Lady Wisdom shows Mac, his older son and daughter, and says that now Mac must choose one of them to be condemned. And she reveals how, in various ways, each of his children have betrayed him and hurt him. And he has to choose one to be condemned. And Mac keeps saying, I can't do that. No. I won't do that. I can't do that. And Wisdom keeps saying, you must. You have to. You must. And finally he says, no. No, you take me. I'll go for them. Let my kids go free. You take me. I'll go for them. And suddenly Wisdom walks up to Mac and says, now you have the heart of Papa. Now you have the heart of Papa, who doesn't want any of his children to be condemned, and who says, take me. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, that's the heart of Papa. Grace, which means a free gift, right? The free gift that we've received from Jesus, where he said, take me. I'll,
I'll go for them. Let them go free.
Love. St. John says, love consists in this, not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us and sent his only Son to heal us from our sins. And communion. The Holy Spirit is the bond of love which unites the Trinity into a community of persons and unites the church to Christ and unites us as the one family of God. Grace, love, and communion are at the very heart of what it means to be the Holy Trinity. They're also at the heart of what it means to be a believing Christian. We're saved by grace. We walk in love, and we live in communion. What have you done recently to receive grace, to grow in the experience of your own redemption? The grace of Christ asks the question, how regularly am I receiving the sacraments, receiving grace, and letting go of trying to control my own destiny, right? I can't save myself, let alone trying to control others. I can't save them either. I need to pray for the grace of Christ to fill me, for his grace, whether from the altar, the confessional, the font, any of the sacraments, to pray for his grace to be in charge of me, to reign over me. What have you done recently to walk in love, to show love, to do love? The love of God asks the question, do I love another, any other, more than I love myself? The love of God asks that question, then, how do I love another with that kind of other-centered love? I need to pray for the love of Papa to turn me away from myself. What have you done recently to foster communion, to foster healing and reconciliation? The communion of the Holy Spirit asks the question, am I holding any unforgiveness in my heart? Any grudges in my heart? Any anger in my heart? I need to pray for the communion of the Holy Spirit to overcome those obstacles in me, to remove those obstacles from me. In the second reading today from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, St. Paul gives us some very practical advice for us how to receive grace and walk in love and live in communion. He says that we need to mend our ways, to encourage one another, to agree with one another, and to live in peace. That would make a nice little examination of conscience, wouldn't it? Not just an examination of sin, but for growing in communion. When's the last time I encouraged someone or worked to find agreement with someone? Notice it's not that I just have to agree with someone else. It's we have to agree together. And that takes work, give and take. How do I come to agreement with this person? Work to find agreement with someone. How do I seek after peace with another person, with those around me? Paul says that when we do those things, when we really strive to encourage and find agreement and peace, then the God of love and peace will be with us. When we get out of our own head, right, and start working for the good of others, showing communion with others, then the God of love and peace is with us. Communion is one of the highest goods, more important than perfection is communion. None of us are perfect at any of these things, but we need to always be striving to grow in and maintain
and foster communion in all of these things. So here's the homework for the week. Pray this week for the grace of the Son, the love of the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. Right? Grace, love, and communion. And seek after the heart of Papa.